Now, back to the Money Show on 720 WGN. Your host is Bill Mahler.
We talk regularly about the dream of starting your own small business here on the Money Show on WGN. We know there's a lot of risk. There is certainly a lot of work, and it's sure easier to get a good night's sleep when you're working for somebody else. But it's so much more rewarding, isn't it, when you run your own business? Now, perhaps also you've got an idea for a little business you'd like to get going, but how do you do it? Where do you go to get the money? Who do you turn to when there's a problem? It can be a really wrenching experience, a real emotional roller coaster. Neil Anderson, he has been helping entrepreneurs for years. He's the founder and president of the Courage Group, a professional entrepreneur services company. Neil, what exactly does that mean?
We're an entrepreneur services company, Bill. Basically, we help entrepreneurs start their own companies from scratch. That's really primarily our first mission.
And Neil also worked for the man at one time, employed as an executive with American Airlines before he was given a nice severance package and then shown the door and forced to give in to his inner entrepreneur and start his own company. 591-7200 and let Neil take a whack at your small business challenge or your small business idea that you'd like to see realized in a real bricks and mortar business. Okay, Neil, let's start. I've got a business, let's say. It's Bill's Eye-Popping Business Cards. You like that alliterative
title? Yeah, I sure do. That helps. I think it's great. Excellent.
Okay, I sit behind the counter all day. Very few customers, though, come in. What can I do to get the cash register ringing before I'm forced to quit and declare bankruptcy?
Bill, right, the number one thing is market and sell every single day. You have to get into marketing and selling absolutely every day. Those are some of the key reasons why companies will fail is because of the lack of marketing and selling. Yep. So you have to really have that mindset and understand these two important functions and really dive in 24/7.
Let's say I don't have a big budget. What is involved in marketing and selling? Sure, telling my friends, taking an ad out in the Yellow Pages. What else?
Well, you know, essentially marketing, the Reader's Digest, it's how you're going to find somebody, and selling, how you're going to sign them up. So, I mean, there's a wealth of knowledge out there that for the entrepreneurs or the budding entrepreneurs or small business owners can go to access, and all kinds of different books, all kinds of different websites to really dig in and understand these.
And that's one of the things I assume you help your clients do as well.
Yes.
To how to get their name branded, how to get it out there, how to find clients, turn contacts into clients.
And that's so important because at the end of the day, nothing else matters, Bill, unless you got paying clients and customers. Not the smartest guys in the room, not intellectual property, not technology. It's all about paying clients and customers.
All right, let's move on with this next. I know it's a 10-step process, and we're sort of going through them one at a time. But let's go on to number two, the business card business. Let's say, hey, it's kind of fun. It's not yet making enough to meet expenses. But hey, Neil, I'm having a good time, and I'll just give it time to come around and wait and wait. Now, is that a fool's game? Just keep waiting.
Yeah, it is, Bill. You have to have a sense of urgency absolutely every single day. One of my hard lessons learned when I first started the Courage Group is that I didn't have a sense of urgency, and I kind of cruised along until times got a little bit tough. So I finally had some good advice from another entrepreneur who said, Neil, if you don't have a sense of urgency every single day, the Courage Group will fail. So it's just so crucial to have that every
single
day.
Hold your own feet to the fire.
Oh, absolutely.
That can be hard to do because you can get down and depressed if things aren't going well. You got to sort of overcome that and surmount it and get that positive attitude. We were talking about that in the last half hour.
Bill hit the nail on the head because, as you know, when most people start companies by themselves, you are the chief cook and bottle washer. You got to make it happen.
All right. Here's number three. Let's say the business card biz is not turning around. I'm getting depressed and starting to panic. I'm losing my drive, Neil, and I think maybe I should just chuck the whole thing and give up. I guess people just don't want my business cards.
Well, Bill, you know, that's so crucial because you can't panic. A lot of people, when times get a little bit tough, all of a sudden the panic starts to set in, and that leads to inactivity, which leads to business failure. I think, you know, hunkering down, you know, the times are going to be tough. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs, but you have to, you know, maximize the ups and minimize the downs. And something that I learned a long time ago is that I started listening to Beethoven, of all things, and he was one of the world's most, gifted composers of optimistic music. And in business, especially when you're starting a company from scratch, you have to be very optimistic. So I started listening to Beethoven, and a lot of things clearly turned around for me.
When I used to interview you on CLTV News for my business show there, you were always talking about Frank Sinatra was the music you listened to. You still listen to Frank?
I sure do, because he was a one-take guy, and he was very, very confident. And as you can imagine, in business, especially when you're starting out brand new, you have to have the confidence, and because people buy confidence.
We're talking with Neil Anderson from the Courage Group. He's an entrepreneur, a consultant. And Kathy from Streeter is on the line. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to WGN. Are you there?
Hear me?
Yeah, actually, I had you punched up in the wrong key. Go ahead, Kathy.
Okay, all right. I have an ongoing child care business, and I've been in this area for 26 years, and I've never advertised, but now I'm getting to be very well-known in my community and around, and I'm just curious if I need to take the next step and get larger. I'm very small, and I don't advertise, but I'm very popular, and I don't know if it's something I should take the next step and get larger, and how do you do that?
That's interesting. Popular usually equates success, but not in your case right yet.
Well, yes, but I'm popular meaning successful, meaning I don't know if I need to expand. I only have like 10 children because of, you know, licensing laws and whatnot, but I'm very successful, but I don't know if I am very confident that, but I don't know if I should go to the next step and get larger.
All right, Neil, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think that's going to be a personal choice when it gets right down to it in terms of, do you want to, you know, grow your company, or it's a more of a personal lifestyle. If you're very happy in terms of the size and you're making money and everything's okay, that's, you know, for a lot of people, that's okay. But for a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners, they do want to get to the next level. But as you can imagine, Bill, it's tough. I mean, in terms of, you know, how do you get the word out with no advertising money? And then for most entrepreneurs, how they get to the next level is usually under a couple of different scenarios. One, developing some strategic alliances that really produce well, and then also getting some free publicity out there in the market will certainly help as well.
All right, a couple of ideas there for you, Kathy. Good luck, and
thanks
for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. All right, Neil, why don't we continue with this little process here. Let's say a woman comes in and wants to finally write me a big check for business cards. She's got 200 people in her business, and she wants my company to make cards for every one of them. I want to go out and just celebrate, and because I think I've now turned the corner and everything's going to be rosy from here on out.
Well, you know what? One thing, you can't take nothing for granted, Bill. I mean, a lot of people, including myself, at some point in time got really excited because this deal was just about to come through. And the worst case scenario is all of a sudden taking that enthusiasm and all of a sudden the deal goes bad for whatever reason. It doesn't happen. So, you know, really don't take anything for granted unless everything is signed, sealed, delivered. And especially when it comes to, you know, potential clients and customers, the proof of the pudding is when you got the money in the hand, as opposed to saying, let's do the deal, Neil, and then go out and start spending money and getting yourself in hot water.
Yeah, and just you got one good pop of income coming. You know, you need to sustain it, too.
Oh, absolutely.
After her money is spent on my company,
yeah,
I'll need another person to come in after her.
When I've studied some of those famous entrepreneurs, that, you know, that sense of urgency and taking nothing for granted 24/7, Bill, is just so important.
Very good points. All right, so WGN listeners, do you have an idea for a business? Do you have a small business and you'd like to see it grow? Do you just have some questions about small business entrepreneurial issues? Neil Anderson, the Courage Group president and founder, is with us. Give him a call. He's our expert this half hour on The Money Show. You're listening to News Talk 720 WGN.
This is The Money Show with Bill Mahler on 720 WGN.
And our guest for a few more minutes is Neil Anderson from the Courage Group. I've worked with him before when I was in the television news biz, and he's always been very helpful with dealing with small business challenges, entrepreneurial questions. And Donna from Naperville is one of our guests right now, and she's got a question. Hi, Donna. Welcome to WGN.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My question is that in a lot of businesses, you have to sell. You either have to sell yourself or a product or a service. And if you don't have any kind of sales background, I've never really been in retail or anything like that where selling was required as part of the job, where do I get that experience?
I think one of the best places to start, because there's a wealth of knowledge on the internet, I would go to places like entrepreneur.com or startupjournal.com, and they have wonderful sections on sales that will be very, very helpful. And there's a tremendous amount of books out there. One of the top books I can think off the top of my head is How to Become a Rainmaker by David Fox. And I've been in sales previously to starting my own company. It's just a tremendous book on sales, and especially for those who've never been exposed to it or never thought it was really that important and or required. So I would take a look at the internet and wealth of books out there at the bookstores. And then the third most important point is, you know, just diving in and doing it, because the sales process will become much, much better as you go along during the process.
Donna, have you tried things that just haven't worked out?
I got into network marketing at one point, and I just didn't feel like I had, you know, I've got a pretty outgoing personality, but there was just something about it I just wasn't, you know, just couldn't get.
You found it difficult to do?
Yeah, I found it difficult more just because, and maybe it was just that part of, you know, you had to keep approaching people, and I didn't feel like I had a good approach.
Yeah, let me ask Neil about that, because a lot of people just don't have those kinds of people skills where they're comfortable doing one-on-one, face-to-face conversations in this process of 24-hour, 7-day-a-week selling and marketing of your business. Yeah. How can they work out?
Well, and, you know, and I think if it's great if they got somebody else as a part of the business who that has that sales background that can actually go in there and kind of mentor and go after it. But generally, it's you know, you are the chief cook and bottle washer, and you actually just have to dive in and go after it, Bill. I think that's there's just no other way to explain it. One of the things I was thinking about, you know, every single day when it boils right down to it, you know, because the first 3 years are so crucial for any entrepreneur, it really boils down to three things: marketing, selling, and execution. So the faster you can understand these roles and dive on, and it's going to be a process. You're going to trip up, make some mistakes, but it's just a matter of just going after and understanding it and going 100 miles and really diving on board with these two critical functions.
Donna, I hope we gave you some information you can put to use.
Yeah, that was really great. Thanks
All right.
very much.
Thanks for calling WGN. Okay, so Neil, we've got to sell and market 24/7, develop this sense of urgency, hunker down, take nothing for granted. You've got all these 10 points, these key success points. Another is to exercise.
Yes.
I thought that was kind of unusual.
Yeah, Bill, I got to tell you, that was one of my biggest benefits when I started my own company. I knew how important exercise was going to be. And it's amazing, especially if you're in a jam with some certain things that come up, how much you can, you know, think through problems while exercising. But of course, as you can imagine, starting a company from pure scratch takes a tremendous amount of stamina. So it's just going to be critically important to have that exercise so you can have the energy to go out there and make things happen.
Yeah, well, I guess the exercise itself offers you a way to get away from the business for a moment and do something completely different, and you're by yourself typically, and so you can be thinking about some of the challenges your business is facing.
Absolutely, Bill. Some of my best thinking, quite frankly, comes from taking a jog outside.
Kathy from Braidwood, welcome to WGN. You got an idea?
Yeah, for the woman who was asking about getting sales experience, one of the best things I found for getting experience without having to quit your job first is to go out for a not-for-profit that does direct fundraising. And if you can get money out of people for a charity, you can get money out of them for a car, you can get money out of them for real estate, you can get, you know, it's a great way to start to get experience.
That's a great idea. Kathy, I'm involved with, it's called the Fox River Country Day School in Elgin, and we do fundraising regularly. But here's how we think about it. We think of it not as fundraising, but friend-raising, where we're just sort of sharing the good news about the school and not necessarily asking for money, developing relationships, and then down the road, money sometimes comes our way. And I think businesses, too, Neil, have to think of themselves, too, that you've got a service that people should want.
Absolutely.
And sell it that way.
You bet. And when I was just thinking about the caller, some other sources, too, you know, community colleges have a lot of classes in terms of sales, and the libraries are going to be a wealth of information. So there's a lot of information out there to go after and understand about sales and marketing.
Kathy from Braidwood, thank you very much for your call. And we mentioned this when we were talking with Ed Diener, the professor from Illinois, about staying away from negative people, because that negativity can get you down too.
Oh, absolutely, Bill, because it's going to be one of the hardest things that most entrepreneurs will ever do. One of the hardest things most people ever do in their lives, starting a company from pure scratch. So it's absolutely crucial that you have to be upbeat, and you just can't be around negative people.
We have been talking over the months on the Money Show about the importance of having a business plan at the very beginning before you go out looking for financing. And you say to have kind of a daily business plan.
Yeah, I do, Bill, because again, when you're by yourself in most cases, you absolutely have to, the time is so precious, you absolutely have to have an idea of what you're doing every single day and then doing it. But overall, it's I think critically important to have a whole overall macro plan in terms of what you're doing, and not only just the short term, but certainly the long term as well.
We've been talking about whether people have the knack for selling or they don't, and Rhonda from Chicago, your sense is if you've got it, you got it, but you can't learn it.
Yeah, I'm just one of these people that, you know, I went door to door for 10 years selling jewelry.
And loved it?
Loved it.
And really?
Was very successful at it. And I think if you just, it's nothing to do with person, it really doesn't have, I mean, it has something to do with personality, but I just feel that if you got it, you got it, and you don't, you don't. No books, no classrooms, no intervention, no nothing.
But don't you think a lot of people are afraid to do it, and once they try it and have some victories, they realize it wasn't as bad as they first thought?
Yeah, but that's not somebody that could sit down and sell you anything, any place, anywhere, at any time.
Right.
Well, and Bill, and I...
You know, there are people that truly and honestly have something that's technical, and they truly believe in their technical things, but can they sell pantyhose? Absolutely not.
I sure couldn't.
There's somebody that can sell material. There are people that can sell shoes. There's some people that so believe in every single, you know, phone system in the world, every single you know, portable type of phone system in the world, but can they sit down and sell you plants? No,
yeah.
Absolutely not. It's, you either got it or you don't. Product knowledge is 15%.
Rhonda, thanks for calling WGN.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take one more caller, Neil, if we could. This is Greg from Schaumburg, and you got a challenge here. Greg, pose it.
What do you do, when your spouse is the negative person that you were talking about before, and that presupposes that you've done a business plan, you've got a preset X amount of dollars in the bank, et cetera, and yet that person is still the scared stiff one,
mm-hmm.
typically because, you know, God puts opposites together. How do you overcome that?
Well, I think it's consistently showing successes in terms of what you're doing. And one, of course, the greatest success is making money and selling and producing profits. But I had a presentation a while back, and one of the audience members said, well, Neil, here's my challenge, like yours. My spouse is so negative, and she got to the point where she said, I'm going to divorce my husband. And, of course, that's taken it pretty serious. But at the end of the day is that you just have to surround yourself with very supportive people. And I think, again, when people, you know, see success, it may be slow in coming, but they see success, I think that'll help ease the pain, so to speak.
And just as a quick side note, had I do over again, the resistance that I was getting from my spouse, I wish I would have listened to in greater fashion and stopped. I wish I would have put that as a number one priority. I think men have a tendency to, you know, put the job and the entrepreneurship as a number one to the relationship. And I think that if had I done that, even for a temporary period of time, it might have been a different situation.
That's a good point. Maybe taking it one step further, the kids, the children, I think it's having some conversations with the kids. I think that'll be important as well.
Yeah, right. Why daddy's going to be absent for a long time. All right, Greg, thanks for calling WGN. Neil, let's wrap it up. We've got just about a minute and a half to go. Your other points are visualize success and during periods of struggle to remember why you started the business in the first place. And then to bring it around, number 10 is basically C point number one. Don't give up in the marketing and selling. That's apparently the most important thing.
It really is, Bill. At the end of the day, again, it all boils down to paying clients and customers at marketing and selling.